Aries, March 21 to April 19. When we experience authentic awe, our humility deepens. This in turn tends to make us kinder, smarter, and more positive. So how can we stimulate awe? Among the many possible ways are gazing at magnificent art, hiking in a natural wonderland, or being in the presence of a beautiful human soul. In accordance with astrological omens, I recommend that you go in quest of awe and related feelings like reverence, amazement, adoration, and veneration. Your mental, physical, and spiritual health will flourish in response. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, it's the season for cherishing and smoking out secrets. So let's talk about the subject. 1. Some secrets are sad, haunting, even risky, and worth keeping secret. 2. Other secrets can be beautiful, healing, and potentially life-changing if they are revealed gracefully. 3. Some secrets are buried so deeply that only very persistent seekers dig them up. 4. Some secrets are hidden in plain view, and only visible to people who are clear and brave enough to identify them. I suspect you Tauruses will have a special knack for managing all types of secrets in the coming weeks, including those I mentioned. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. I hope you won't fill yourself up with appetizers and hors d'oeuvres in the coming weeks, Gemini. My soul will be at peace if I see you save your hunger for the main courses. Your motto should be, feasts, not snacks, or, the real deal, not the pretenders, or, the jubilee, not the distractions. If you ever find yourself feeling half-hearted or inattentive, you're probably not in the right situation. Here's an affirmation to go with your mottos. I am liberating my divine appetite. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, playwright Anton Chekhov, 1860-1904, as regarded as one of history's great writers. That does not mean everything he said was wise, useful, or worthy of our attention. For example, he was once asked to give his opinion about ballet. During the intermissions, the ballerinas stink like horses, he replied. I hesitate to bring up such a vulgar reference, but I wanted to make a vivid point. In the coming weeks, I hope you will ignore the advice of people who don't know what they are talking about, no matter how smart or charismatic they may be. I hope you will not attribute expertise to those who have no such expertise. I hope that as much as possible, you will rely on first-hand information, rigorous research, and reliable influences. Leo, July 23, August 22, researchers have determined that there are two basic dispositions among tigers. One is what they call majesty. Creatures with this orientation tend to be dignified, imposing, and agile. The other type of tiger personality revolves around steadiness. This is the opposite of neuroticism, and includes the qualities of being affable, easy to get along with, and well-adjusted. I know many astrologers associate lions with you Leos, but I prefer to link you with tigers. If you agree with me, here's my prediction. You are beginning a phase when you will be more majestic than steady, but with plenty of steadiness also available if you want it. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. It is better to entertain an idea than to take it home to live with you for the rest of your life, wrote author Randall Yarrell. That's decent advice, though I will add a caveat. If you entertain an idea for a while and it turns out that you love it, and you also love the beneficent effect it has on you, you may be smart to take it home to live with you. I'm guessing you Virgos are at a pivotal point in this regard. Not yet, but soon, you will know whether it will be wise to get more cozy with certain influences you have been flirting with, or else decide they are not ones you want to keep. Libra, September 23, October 22. If I could give an award for most curious genius in the world, it would be to Libran author and naturalist Diane Ackerman. She would also get my prize for most voracious learner and best questioner and most exuberant seeker and searcher. To hear the melody, she writes, we must hear all the notes. In response to the question, what is life? She offers this answer, corsages and dust mites and alligator skin and tree frog serenades and foreskins and blue hydrangeas and banana slugs and war dances and cedar chips and bombardier beetles. In accordance with current astrological omens, I encourage you to be like Diane Ackerman in the coming weeks. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. Have you located any of your soul twins? If not, is that an interesting prospect for you? Please note that soul twins are not necessarily the same as dream lovers. They may simply be people with whom you share deep values and perspectives. They might aspire to influence the world in ways similar to you. With a soul twin, you feel at home in the world and extra happy to be yourself. I bring these meditations to your attention, Scorpio, because the coming months will be an especially likely time for you to encounter and engage with soul twins. Be on the alert. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. Composer Ludwig van Beethoven, 1770-1827, was charismatic and forceful, but also hot-tempered and prone to rude behavior. The writer Goethe, his contemporary, said, "His talent amazed me," and described him as an utterly untamed personality. Beethoven seldom lived in one home for very long and loved to sing at the top of his lungs as he washed himself. Although he played piano with exquisite skill, he was quite clumsy as he moved through the world. Can you guess what astrological sign he was? Same as you, Sagittarius. I'm not saying you are exactly like this wild, unruly genius, but you do have tendencies in that direction. And in the coming weeks, I expect you'll be inclined to be more Beethoven-esque than usual. Please work on emphasizing the winsome aspects. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 19. I hope you have developed good boundaries, Capricorn. I hope you are so skilled at taking care of yourself that you steadfastly refuse to let people manipulate you or hurt you. Just to make sure your discernment is working at peak levels, though, I will offer you a tip. In the English language, we have the idiom, to rub salt in a wound, which refers to the fact that daubing salt in an open gash in the skin makes the pain even worse. But did you know that smearing sugar in a wound is equally distressing? The metaphorical lesson is that you should be vigilant for seemingly nice, sweet people who might also violate your boundaries to hurt or manipulate you. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. I estimate this horoscope is worth $22,225. It has been made possible by my many years of disciplined meditations, extensive reading of holy texts, and an ever-growing devotion to astrology and my readers. But here's the fun part. You can read these words for free. No cost at all. I will, however, ask you to do something for me in return. First, give your gifts joyously and generously in the coming weeks, holding nothing back. Second, don't be in the least concerned about whether you will receive benefits in return for your gifts. Find the sweet spot where you love bestowing blessings for no other reason except this one. You are expressing your gratitude for the miraculous life you have been given. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Do you possess gambits, tactics, and knacks that we might refer to as your bag of tricks? I hope so, because such an asset will be extra valuable during the coming weeks. You will be wise to employ every cagey move you can imagine and call on every favor that's owed to you and cash in on every advantage you have accrued. I don't want you to engage in outright cheating, but I encourage you to use ploys and stratagems that have full integrity. Be on the lookout for secret shortcuts, magic cookies, and wildcards. What's the best thing you could do to heal yourself right now? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com